You've heard the voice for a couple of decades. Who is the voice of Zach? Welcome to the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. I'm Greg Yoder. This is a February episode, and we're talking to the man behind the character voice of Zach. He's more than just a voice. Grab your kids and listen. Welcome back to the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. I'm Greg Yoder. We have a special guest coming up in just a few minutes. Natalie Working is a mom who's been using Keys for Kids with her kids. She'll be an encouragement to you, so stick around for that. I also want to tell you about a couple of amazing updates from around the world, specifically Afghanistan, and we'll have that for you as well. We'll also have our February ministry update and talking about all the things that we're doing during the month of February and March. But first, January's behind us. Many of you have committed to being in the Word every day with your kids, using Keys for Kids or Unlock Devotionals to do that with your family. Now, if you're using the audio of Keys for Kids through the podcast, the app, on radio stations, or accessing it on our website, or you listen to Keys for Kids radio, you know Zach. I'm talking with Phil Ayers. He is the voice of Zach on Keys for Kids. And I know as people are maybe watching us on the video stream or however they're probably interacting with us, now they're probably searching Phil Ayers online. Let's find Phil Ayers. What does he look like? Because everybody has a picture of what Zach looks like. Right. But just tell me, I mean, you've been involved with Keys for Kids Ministries for some time now. How long have you been involved, and how did you become Zach?
So 23 years I've been the voice of Zach. It started when my friend Steve Odell, who was the producer, I guess he's producer there still, working on Down Gilead Lane. He was looking for a new host for Down Gilead Lane. I think Jacob was the previous host. And just because we were friends in college, he called me up and said, "Hey, you want to give this a shot? I think you've got a decent voice." And I said, "Yeah, that sounds fun." So we started way back then. I remember I flew up to Grand Rapids, recorded for 6 or 7 hours with him and another producer. And then I flew back the same day, which was very fun. And so it started just this great opportunity for me to be involved, and I've loved it ever since.
Well, and I know back in 2015, I think it was, Uncle Charlie, who had been the voice of Keys for Kids radio, doing the Keys for Kids shorts, of course, that 5-minute program or so that you are now voicing, decided that it was time for him to officially retire. I mean, he retired kind of before, but officially be off the air, and we were kind of scurrying, well, how are we going to replace Uncle Charlie, who'd been the voice for 67 years of then Children's Bible Hour? And everybody was wondering. I said, "Well, what about Zach? Who is that guy? Could we just have Zach be that guy?" And we came to you, and you graciously said, "Yeah, I'll give this a try."
Yeah.
And ever since 2015, you've been the voice of Keys for Kids radio. And now, of course, with our radio outreach, you're also a very familiar voice and many of the things that they hear on Keys for Kids radio, full-time radio of faith and fun. But I know, Phil, that you have also a desire not just to be the voice of Keys for Kids radio, but you have another role in Florida that is a huge calling. Tell us about your other calling.
Yeah, well, I've been a pastor here as well. I'm at the church I'm at. I've been here since 2003. So it's been good 21, 22 years or so. I actually started off as the worship leader. That's my background. So I was a worship leader there in Grand Rapids for a while when I was living in that area. And then came down here to a brand new church plant. And then in about, 2007, I took over as lead pastor and teaching pastor, which is what I went to school for. I went to school at Cornerstone. Of course, back then it was Grand Rapids Baptist College. So that's what I've been doing here for the past 20-something years. And I think people are kind of both surprised and pleased. They're like, "Oh, okay, well, this voice that we hear talking about Bible stuff, he's actually somebody that, you know, might even know something about it, or at least be passionate about the Bible, not just somebody reading a script." So I love that.
Well, I know, too, because we've chatted, that biblical literacy is something that is near and dear to you in your heart.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Obviously, that's something that we're concerned about, too, because you've seen the research, just like we have, that fewer and fewer Christians are reading their Bibles, that fewer and fewer Christians can actually tell us any kind of cool stories that are in the scripture that, you know, I probably grew up hearing every day, like Noah's Ark and, you know, all the other familiar children's stories that you hear about. Talk about that passion that you have.
Yeah, for me, you know, at least here at our church, and I know it's different all over the place, we really put an emphasis on simple ideas like bring your Bible to church, step one. And that's all ages. We really encourage. And we always, during my teaching, always ask our congregation, would you open your Bibles to this passage? We're going to start here. And then I actually make them turn a couple of times here and there. I always give them time to find the passage. By the way, all pastors listening, if you ask them to turn to, say, let's the book of Ecclesiastes, you better give them some time to find it before you start there. Anyway, and we give away Bibles. And, you know, I know a lot of churches, you know, maybe from young age to the main service, just put the words up on the screen. But I think they're doing a disservice. I think it's important for people to recognize they have the power through the Holy Spirit to open their own Bible, to read their own Bible, to understand their own Bible, and not just to see, you know, just to have a couple of verses that are sort of aphorisms. It sort of is a moralism thing. I think when you understand what you're reading, why you're reading it, who wrote it, why they wrote it, the context, all that, the Bible really opens up and becomes not just more interesting, but more effective in your life. So that's part of my passion. It's the way I teach. And it's one of the reasons I really like working at Keys for Kids and doing the voice of Zach, because as we're writing these scripts and things, we're making sure that the scriptures that we're using aren't just sort of, you know, window dressing to the story, but they are actually the core of the story, and that they match and that they are in context.
Well, I know you're familiar with us, that we have theological reviewers looking at our material all the time. Not a single story gets in a Keys for Kids devotional or an Unlocked devotional without going through some kind of theological review. And I would assume, Phil, as a pastor, that you appreciate that about Keys for Kids Ministries, and perhaps you even have heard people say something like that to you.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And I think that's, you know, that's what I'm, what's interesting now is I think a lot of teaching that I've seen, and to a certain extent, maybe even been a part of, the teacher, whether it's a Sunday school teacher or a pastor or a radio host and something, they have something they want to say. And so what they do is go into the Bible to figure out if they can find a passage to support what they want to say, rather than say, let's start with the Bible, because this is what the Lord wants to say. Now, how can I treat that properly so that I'm saying what God wants to say? So the theological review process is critical to make sure, okay, this is what the Bible's saying, not just what we want to say.
Looking for fun, faith-filled entertainment for your kids? Tune into Keys for Kids Radio at keysforkids.net or on the app. It's streaming 24/7 with music, stories, and programs that inspire kids to grow in their walk with Jesus. From exciting adventures to uplifting worship songs, it's the perfect blend of fun and faith all in one place. Start streaming today at keysforkids.net or through the Keys for Kids app. Let's light up hearts for Jesus one song at a time.
Well, I'm talking with Phil Ayers. He's the voice of Zach on Keys for Kids Radio. And Phil, I want to thank you for being a part of the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. The second part, I just want to read this little article. It's out of a book called Turning Everyday Conversations into Gospel Conversations. And this is in the introduction. It says, we live in a broken world. You don't have to look too far to realize it. In the United States, about 40% of children live in single parent homes. 40% of those have no contact with their fathers. 33% of all Americans carry credit card debt. And an estimated 20 million people are ensnared in some kind of addiction. Top this with Pew Research saying that they're revealing that 36% of millennials are now religious nuns, N-O-N-E-S, people that are unaffiliated with any type of faith at all. And that really troubled me when I kind of read that. I wasn't surprised by it. But as I read that, How does that strike you?
Well, there's two things. One is I'm sure that the research is true, and there's a lot of that out there. And I think a lot of it causes ministry people like myself and yourself to sort of panic, right? And feel like, okay, we got to, let's fix this. And there's definitely some things to be fixed as in there for sure. And I think the problem, the epidemic, if you want to call it that, is much deeper than that. I mean, there's social media influence has changed the way everybody consumes information. So the idea of sitting and even just reading a book seems like, you know, ancient history for most people. But then there's the flip side to that. And I also have hope because in certain pockets and places, and I would hope that my congregation here is one of those. I do believe it is. And I think the Keys for Kids audience is another one. I see the tide changing a little bit and people sort of wanting to get back to a foundation. And scripture is the foundation. You know, if you want to know more about the Lord, you have to read your Bible. And that's not to say that podcasts and sermon videos and things like that aren't helpful. But the best thing to do is read the Bible. So I see some of that changing a little bit. I see people saying, you know what? I'm tired of this sort of, let me give you an example, at least here at our church. And I see some other churches doing this. You know, youth group activities used to be like, it was a big party and, you know, there's always pizza, there's always games and it was a ton of fun. And that's how I grew up. And then there was a Bible lesson. And that was how we did it back then, you know, 80s or whatever. But I see a change, like our Bible study and some of the churches around me, the kids are studying the word. They're learning apologetics. They're being prepared for a very challenging world. So I see it two ways. Yes, it's a challenge. There's a lot of that needs to change, but I also see some changes happening in certain pockets. And I don't want to be overly negative about the state of the world, which is easy to do, but to recognize, no, the Lord is still moving in certain places. There is sort of a remnant of people that are saying, let's get back to the basics, if you want to call it that, and look at the word and understand it so that we understand how we can live our lives in this kind of culture.
Well, I know you've heard these statistics, that 414 window, yeah, that 70% of people who make decisions to follow Jesus Christ do so between their 4 and their 14th birthday. And of that, that age group, 80% of people around the world are looking for some kind of spiritual truth. And I know as a pastor, Phil, you have to see this. We're seeing fear, anxiety, depression in Christian settings, in families, Christian settings, and so forth. But what I'm heartened by and I'm encouraged by is these young people are looking for spiritual truth. They're looking for it. And I think they're going to find it in some way. It might not be the real truth, but it'll be their truth. And I think the challenge for us, and you can agree or disagree, and I'd like to hear your comments on this, that at such a time as this, Keys for Kids Ministries is here to provide those answers to these kids and teens and families who are going through these struggles that may or may not have any affiliation with a local church, but for some reason, the Holy Spirit allows them to find us. Talk about that.
Yeah, I think, well, it's interesting because you talked about they're going to find some truth, right? And, you know, it's very popular now. I think actually, if you looked at ministries in general, sort of as a whole, some of those ministries, especially maybe some of the larger ones, their sort of truth is shifting a little bit, right? And is becoming a little closer to what the world's truth is. I just see that there's a bit of a shift there. For Keys for Kids, one of the things I've always appreciated is that, no, we're not going to shift with culture. Now, you know, maybe technology changes and we do things a little differently and they look different or sound different, but the core of the teaching will remain foundational to the scripture. So I look at Keys for Kids. It's been how many years did you say? 60 something years?
Well, we've been the Keys for Kids broadcast itself has been on since 1984.
Oh, okay. Wow. But even before that, it was other, you know, radio ministry.
Children's Bible Hour since 1942. Yeah.
Yeah. So I see this, you know, stability over the years to say, no, even if the world changes, even if, you know, truth well, your version of truth sort of shifts and changes. This, we're not going to change the truth. We're not going to, sort of change the way we see the Bible to make certain groups happy or whatever. It's like, we're going to stay true to the word of God. Matter of fact, I just did a story, I think yesterday, I read this story called Standing on the Truth of God's Word. And the kid in the story, he doesn't understand, he's younger. So he's actually standing on his Bible because his pastor told him to stand on the word. But the point of it is you can read and trust God's word no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what culture around you is doing. And I do think you're right. I think kids, young people, even adults looking for the truth, and they sort of will find it. But I think that's where Keys for Kids is so important. They're going to find, hopefully, the truth of the word through Keys for Kids and through other ministries that are staying true to God's word.
I want my teen to grow in their faith, but I don't know where to start. Well, if that sounds familiar, Unlocked can help you. It's a daily devotional designed just for teens, helping them navigate life's challenges with biblical truth. Unlocked encourages real conversations about faith and brings God's word to life in ways teens understand. And the best part? It's free. Sign up today at devo.keysforkids.org or download the app. Help your teen unlock their faith.
Well, again, I'm talking with Phil Ayers. He's the voice of Zach here on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. And Phil, I want to talk a little bit about Keys for Kids itself, because as a pastor, I'm assuming you endorse what we're doing here. I don't want people to think that Keys for Kids Ministries is the end all to discipleship, because frankly, we are not. But I think it's a great start. So I want you to talk to parents who have not spent very much time at all speaking the truth of the word to their kids, yeah. and they're struggling and they don't really know what to do. Do you believe that Keys for Kids, the devotional, can help with that, and how?
Oh, for sure. It's a tool. Let's call it that. It's not the end all, like you said. Obviously, the Word of God is where we're going to spend our time. But Keys for Kids is a tool to help you do that. And if you've never really done, let's say, family devotions, for example, you're not sure where to start, you have this tool. You open up and say, well, what day is today? Okay, well, it is January 16th. Is it the 16th? I can't think. Yes, it is.
Yes.
And so you're going to get some scripture reading at the top that you would read together. Then there's a story. The kids love those stories, too, by the way. And then at the end, there's sort of a wrap up, a scripture verse, and then a key thought, which it's always fun for the kids to try to guess what the key thought is. It kind of summarizes the whole thing. And the whole devotional, maybe as a family, would take you about 10 minutes. But we use it here in our church. I mean, we give it away to every new person that comes to the church. We give them away, at Halloween time. We give them away in bags anytime we're doing an event. And people have come back to me and said, Yeah, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to buy. I didn't know what resource. I didn't know which one I could trust. And they use the Keys for Kids. Now, the other thing that's fun is because we're on the radio, and I hear this over and over. They'll say, oh, I heard you on the radio today. It was the same exact devotional we did this morning. Like, it was tied in. It's not the exact same, but it's tied in. And so I love that, too. I'm not sure, wherever you're listening from, whether it's on the radio. You can always get it on the app, though, obviously, for free. But I think to answer your question, it's an easy tool. I think you can go as deep as you want. If you want to go even deeper, those scripture passages are going to let you do that. But if you want to get started with your kids, it's great in the morning devotions. Maybe use it at breakfast time. Maybe when you get home from school, when you're having a snack, dinner time, after dinner. That's a huge opportunity to say, okay, let's just take a second, do a devotion, or obviously before you go to bed.
Well, in closing, I guess, Phil, let me just ask you this, as you have been doing this for a long time. What is your prayer every time you go into the studio to record, or as you sit down to write some of those intro scripts? What is your prayer?
Yeah. Well, I got this advice from somebody very early on, and that is, as you're reading, and this is when I was learning to sort of do it, learning to speak and be on the radio and all that. Don't visualize a large group of people, visualize an individual, and for me, the audience is an eight, maybe somewhere between 6 and 12 years old. So my prayer is that at least one child would hear that message and recognize that Jesus is Lord and Savior and give their life to him and start a process of coming to the Lord and living a Christian life and then allowing that then to sort of work out from there. So with their friends, because our stories are very much talking about evangelism and sharing the gospel with your friends, having an impact even in your own life. I know I've probably talked to at least two or three kids who they came to Christ through Keys for Kids and then led their parents towards Christ by dragging them to church. So I always think of a solitary individual, sometimes a young girl, sometimes a young boy, listening to that and just having the Holy Spirit speak directly to them so that they would make a decision to follow Christ. That's always my prayer, that somebody would come to know the Lord through the material.
Phil Ayers, the voice of Zach on Keys for Kids Radio. Phil, thank you so much for your love for Jesus, number one, your love for the ministry of Keys for Kids, but also, more importantly, your love for kids and teens and families literally around the world, because you're having an influence literally through Keys for Kids Radio around the world. And we're so excited that you're a part of this, and we're just praying for you, and we'll continue to uphold you in prayer, knowing that Satan hates what we're doing. He literally hates what we're doing. Yeah. And sometimes you do feel those spiritual attacks. I'm sure you feel them as well.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of pressure here in church ministry. I think we're in a critical time in our culture, but I do love being a part of it. I appreciate you and your passion to make sure that not just the message is heard here, but all over the world. I think that's one of the unique things about Keys for Kids, is that it travels worldwide, and I don't even think most people really know about that. So thanks for your passion as well, and thanks for having me involved.
All right, Phil Ayers on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you.
Looking for a way to help your kids and teens grow with their faith? Keys for Kids Ministries is the perfect solution. Subscribe to Keys for Kids devotionals for kids and the Unlocked devotionals for teens. Each day's devotional is packed with scripture, relatable stories, and powerful insights to help young hearts connect with God. One child says, "I love Keys for Kids. It helps me learn about Jesus. Unlocked makes the Bible make sense for me," says another teen. Choose print or digital editions delivered right to your inbox or mailbox, and for free. Equip the next generation to ignite a lifelong passion for God's Word. Sign up today at devo.keysforkids.org and ignite a passion for Christ in your family today. Keys for Kids Ministries, touching hearts, changing lives every day. Well, I have to tell you about something really exciting at Keys for Kids. It's now in Afghanistan. In our November podcast, we told you about our program partnership with FMI. As part of the podcast, we told you about the Pashto translation. That's Afghanistan's language. And we told you that we were hoping to get the storytellers, which are solar-powered MP3 players, into Afghanistan sometime in January. Well, it happened. We got a text message on inauguration day, that Monday, and it was so exciting. Our partner, Nehemiah, told us God parted the sea in an amazing way. He blinded the eyes of the security forces at the border and allowed 1,000 Keys for Kids storytellers to get into Afghanistan. So would you please be praying for our Afghan partners, FMI, as they distribute the Keys for Kids storytellers even now? 150 kids will be listening to each storyteller. That's 150,000 kids that will be exposed to the gospel as well as their parents. So please, please be praying for this part of our ministry. February is a tough month. First, we find out whether or not we have 6 more weeks of winter or an early spring. Now, that's stressful, especially since we live in Michigan. The other stressful thing is that donations in February traditionally take a plunge, and that's why we have a goal of raising $100,000 in February and 25 new monthly Key Club ongoing donors. There's some great benefits with that. With your first monthly donation, you'll get a nice gift, a special Keys for Kids store discount, monthly surprises, and early access to events, as well as a monthly newsletter. Sign up at keysforkids.org/keyclub. Well, next month, we'll have our first ever Ladies Luncheon. It's a silent auction. It's March 13th from 11:30 to 1:30 Eastern Time. And While it is a Chapel Point church in Hudsonville, Michigan, you can join in the fun from anywhere in the world, literally. We'd like to form some online group parties around the country and around the world. So if you'd like to participate, all you need to do is go to keysforkids.org/luncheon and find out all the details there. Well, and finally on today's Keys for Kids Connect podcast, we visit with Natalie Working, a mom, a Keys for Kids app user from Indiana. Natalie Working, thank you so much for being a part of the Keys for Kids Connect podcast, the fourth episode. You were on Facebook and you said, I would be willing to help tell others how we use Keys for Kids ministries. And so, hey, thanks for being a part of this. I appreciate it a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Now, you are from Indiana and you have some kiddos that are in your lives. What do you use in terms of the Keys for Kids ministries resources?
Yeah, we love the Keys for Kids app and have found the daily devotional with Zach really, really refreshing. It's something we listen to. And then we love the Advent season, the countdown to Christmas as well. We've used that for the past two Christmases and have really enjoyed accessing that as well.
Well, as a parent, how do you view Keys for Kids? Is it something that's foundational, that you really want your kids to understand biblical truth? Is it a time where you just kind of connect with them? How do you view it?
Yeah, we use it in the car almost always. It's a car thing. And so we'll listen to it together. So it's a chance to connect to the Lord and His Word. And I love that it uses stories. I think that's really a powerful part of it. It's not just a devotion, but it's like a story that kids can grab a hold of. And then usually when it's over, we say, okay, what did you hear? And our kids then get to retell what they heard. And that then leads to like, what is the Lord saying through this? And what, how does that verse, what does it matter to our lives?
Well, we have a lot of families that ask us when they don't know anything about Keys for Kids, well, what age group is really good for this Keys for Kids devotional? Obviously you have kids. What are your ages and what do you think?
Yeah, so we have an 11-year-old and we've been using it for probably for a couple years now. So she was at least probably when she was eight, we started using it. Some friends of ours recommended it to us and I've recommended it to other folks with kids in various ages. I think it's something that you could use for younger kids as well. I would even say age 5 through 12. And then it could be something that if your kids are older, that you just craft questions differently, you know, to kind of apply to even like a middle school age group.
Now, you mentioned, too, that you have the app, and I'm assuming that you've kind of looked into some of the other things that are on the app, some of the downloadable audio, radio dramas, anything
yes.
that...
We also love Down Gilead Lane. I think it comes out on Mondays or I don't know. My daughter could tell you. She knows when a new episode is released. And so we've loved it. It kind of feels like old timey where you like had to listen for a radio release. And so that's been really fun to look forward to, like gives us something to look forward to. That's not a screen. Right. So it's we're listening and we have to do it together. It's on my device. She doesn't have a device. And so it allows us to connect through technology, but not staring at a screen. And then we get to discuss Down Gilead Lane and have really just fallen in love with the characters. She also, you know, in a pinch when she has, you know, time or has to like clean her room, will turn on Paws and Tails. It's a little bit younger for her, so she wouldn't admit to that, but she does listen to that one as well. So the on-demand stories have been so, so good for our family.
Well, there's a lot of adults that still listen to Paws and Tails,
okay,
or they'll listen to Jungle Jam. So there's a lot of fun adult things too. In fact, we have some older people. I won't tell you their age, but they still think they're kids, and they still love Keys for Kids Radio. So.
Oh, good. Yeah, the stories are so easy to connect to. So it works for all ages.
Talk to me about the desire that you have to disciple your kids. I'm assuming that's why you want to be involved with Keys for Kids. I know for when my kids were young, I wanted to be in the Word, but I just didn't know where to start. Talk about your desire to disciple your young daughter.
As a parent, we know that we're the people that are going to influence her faith the most and really, really take that that responsibility seriously. Even though we're involved in a church and all of the things, we understand our role from scripture is discipling our kiddos, and whether that be our own or the foster kiddos that are in our home in the moment. And so what I love about it is the ease of use, right? It's 4 minutes. So even if you don't know where to start, you just hit play. That's a really easy way to start. And then those faith conversations that follow that leads us into have been really profound. And so whether you know, you don't have to have like all the theological answers, just turn on the devotional and listen, and then just discuss it. And that has, we've really seen some interesting questions come out of the just conversation time after we listen to this little 4 minute episode.
Because the Keys for Kids stories are stories, and obviously that's not scripture, but scripture is intertwined within each story. Do you find that scripture is something that helps your daughter understand biblical truth a little bit better?
Oh, absolutely. Right. So we can read scripture all day long, but in order to be doers of the word, we have to understand it. Right. So, I think the stories are actually speak to kids. Like everything they read is a story. Right. So, or everything they're reading books that are stories, they're watching shows that are stories. They're not like into like documentaries in elementary school. So I think the stories actually go, is how scripture matters in someone's lives. And I feel like the stories offer some diversity and some different ways of thinking, situations that may not be something we find ourselves in, but that we can imagine. And so it taps into a kid's imagination to go, I could see myself in that situation, and this is how the Lord would help me through that.
Are you looking for a devotional for you, parents? We've got the book for you. It's called Parent Minute with yours truly, Greg Yoder. Imperfect Parenting in an Imperfect World, a 365-day devotional. We've basically taken some of my stories from the Keys for Kids Parent Minute radio broadcast and turned them into a devotional book. It's available online at shop.keysforkids.org, or do a search for Parent Minute with Greg Yoder at Amazon, and you can buy one there. I'm talking with Natalie Working. She is a mom who's been using Keys for Kids and our app with her daughter and her foster kids, and we appreciate you joining us. Now, in talking with parents who maybe haven't started working with their kids or having devotions with their kids, just talk to them. I mean, why is this so important?
We can take our kids to church or not, but I feel like the time that they spend with us, we get a chance to model faith for our kiddos. And so it's so important. And also Keys for Kids makes it so easy. So I know there's like a million books out there. There's a lot of, we actually have sampled quite a few podcasts. We always come back to Keys for Kids because like I said, you're just pushing play and it's a 4 minute episode. And so we've tried some devotional podcasts here and there, but the stories is a really powerful part of what keeps my daughter connected and that has made this really effective for us.
Do you have like a profound anecdotal story of maybe one episode that really stood out to your daughter and you, and you just had a conversation? I don't want to get too personal, but maybe a personal conversation that really, it really spoke to her, and maybe you weren't expecting that, and it really opened up some dialogue?
Yeah, this was maybe about a year ago. There was an episode, it was a little bit heavy, like heavier than normal, that was about a kid who had walked, I forget exactly what the story was, but a kid who had walked through some pretty difficult things. And so even when it was over, my daughter said, "This makes my stomach feel funny." And so then we began to talk about like kind of empathy and how our emotions can affect our prayers and just the way that the Lord is with us in the moments when we feel something. So it was like a moment where we talked about even just some like discernment and kind of why are we feeling that way. It was a really interesting moment where I thought, this is a little bit heavy. That's not typical. They're not typically quite as heavy, but it was a moment that really opened up a conversation because she said, I'll never forget. She said, like, "This kind of makes my stomach hurt." And it wasn't like something scary. I wish I could remember exactly. I'm not articulating it well, but it opened up a great conversation for us about the way that we feel in situations and how we can, you know, talk to the Lord in those situations when we are feeling sad. And just, it was a really, really powerful moment for us. And we're just driving down the freeway. Like, we're just playing it over our car radio. Like, this, it just incredible.
Well, one of the things that we try to do at Keys for Kids is to share at least some tough topics on occasion. And it's like 5 or 10%. So it's not very many, but we know that there are a lot of kids that are going through some tough things. Yeah. Do you find that these tough topics tend to lead to these conversations? Obviously, it was a year ago, but do you appreciate that? Or is that something that's kind of difficult?
Yeah, right. That's one of the things when I mentioned like the diversity is the topics are, you know, sometimes it's arguing with my brother and sister. Sometimes it's I, you know, stole something and have to return it, like real life kid situations. But then there's also these other topics that offer a diverse perspective of, I think that story was something I think like from another country. And now they were on the run and like kind of a refugee situation, which was perfect for a discussion starter in our family. So we appreciate the varied nature of, like, you never know what you're going to get today. But we just talk about it. And our question is, when it ends, we go, so what did you hear? And then as she retells it, we're able to see kind of her comprehension of it and go kind of based off of that for further conversation. So yeah, we really appreciate the diversity of it, that it's not all just like, you know, kind of like a suburban situation, stories written from suburbia or something, that there's a lot of diversity in what we get to hear.
Great. Well, Natalie, if you were to speak to a mom like you or a couple, what would you say about Keys for Kids to them if they're not using it?
Yeah, I would say download it and give it a try. Like, all you have to do is push play in the car. So this isn't like a book you have to try to keep track of. It's not something you have to add into like some crazy bedtime routine or whatever. Most of us spend at least 4 minutes in our car a day. And so this is easy and accessible, and I think will have a profound impact on your family.
Great. Well, Natalie Working, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to meet you, and thank you for being a guest here on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. We appreciate it so much.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you all for what you're doing.
Natalie Working on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. The Keys for Kids Connect podcast is designed to inform you about the impactful work going on here at Keys for Kids Ministries, providing valuable resources for parents navigating the world's influence on their families and equipping adults to positively impact kids, teens, and families within their own spheres of influence. Find out more at keysforkids.org or sign up to get parenting tips at parentminute.org. Thanks for listening to the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. I'm Greg Yoder.